Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. This Advent season, we're going to focus on Christ the incarnate, the incarnation of God taking on flesh, coming to dwell among us in the flesh of man. Jesus tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Well, when it comes to the truth in our world, there's one little phrase that if it's not Jesus saying it, if it's one of your friends or neighbors saying it, it probably makes you suspicious. And that phrase is, I give you my word. These five words, usually in the human sinful perspective, are a setup line for a looming disappointment. We live in a world of broken promises and empty vows. Pledges are made and oaths are given only to be quickly forgotten or broken. I'm sure you've heard it before. Someone tells you, I'll always be there for you, or you can count on me. How many times have we heard couples say, till death do us part? I give you my word. Promises made and then yanked back as if they were never truly given with the intent that they were sold at. But God does keep his promises. In our gospel text this evening, it's as if God is saying, you have my word. In verse 1, St. John writes, in the beginning was the word. And then all the way up in verse 14, which we did not hear, but will next time. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Yes, Jesus is the word. He's the word by which God makes himself audible. God has a voice. He can be heard by those he speaks to. And in the word is life. The Word comes into the world to give life to all who believe. The Word gives life to those who have received the Holy Spirit and have become God's children. And in this Word also is light, the light of men, revealing the way that God wills that you live your lives, his good will of the law. The Word has become flesh. And he has revealed to mankind all of God's glory. You see, God's not some mysterious God who needs to be solved like a riddle, but he is a knowable God. He revealed himself in the flesh of a man, taking on flesh and bone, walking, talking, eating, drinking, sleeping, conversing with his disciples. The Word was also present and participated in creation. And in our readings tonight, we can hear how John connects the dots with the New Testament Word Jesus and the creation story. John writes, in the beginning was the Word. It immediately throws us back to the first book of the Bible in Genesis from the creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. John connects the Word with the creation using words like life and light and darkness. It was at creation when God used the Word to speak light into existence, saying, let there be light, and there was light. You know, your words and my words, we have no creating power. We speak things, and sometimes things happen. Most often, it doesn't. But not the creative power of God, where he speaks and things come into existence. But God's word is powerful. His word not only created, but it daily sustains all that it has created. God's word is the most powerful force in the world. Isaiah tells us that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. He also tells us in the Lord's words that God's word that goes out from my mouth shall not return to me empty. And the psalmist tells us that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word does what it says. It called the unbelieving pagan Abraham into faith, into service for the Lord. God's word spoke to Moses from a burning bush and gave quail and manna for 40 years to those roaming in the wilderness. The word thundered from on top of Mount Sinai, and that same powerful voice spoke in a still and silent voice to Elijah. God's word even made dry bones rise to life in the wilderness and get up and walk around. God's word always does what it says, and you have God's word on that. Jesus is the word become flesh. He's not merely a junior partner of the firm. He's not simply God's vice president. The word was with God, and the word was God, meaning Jesus is completely, fully, wholly, really God. The word is Jesus. From the burning bush, God tells Moses, I am who I am. And continuing to connect the dots, throughout John's gospel, he records 7 different instances of Jesus saying, I am. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. Jesus Christ, the Word, is not only connected to God, the Word is God. And there's even more than that. The Word is also connected to all who believe in the Word. We live in a darkened and sinful world. But when you are in the dark, you have the light of the world. The word is the light of men for all who believe. Our text tells us that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That light shines. It's a present tense reality. John doesn't say that the light shone or that the light will shine. No, the light shines in the darkness. It shines in your darkness, in the darkest hours of your life. The light of the word shines on your path to comfort you, giving you peace of God, giving you life and salvation. But if we think of the darkest day, that one dark Good Friday, there was pain, suffering, lots of blood, and then 3 hours of darkness when God turned his back on his son. But 3 days later, the light shines. Again, it is present tense. The darkness will never overcome Jesus, and that darkness will never overcome you. And why is that? In the waters of baptism, you were washed with water and the Word and made a child of God. It is there where God made you his own, and he gave you all of his gifts, most especially his peace and grace. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And he comforts you with his word, saying, In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Hold fast to the word. Hold fast to God's word. When fears come into your life, remind yourself, I have God's word. When doubts arise, tell yourself, I have God's word. And when guilt and shame overwhelm you, remind yourself, I have God's word. I am a child of God, and I have his promise. Because in God's word, you can depend and you can trust. God has given you his word. It's a word connected to creation and connected to God so that he can be forever connected to you. He's connected to you as the light that shines in your darkness. God says to you, you have my word. And that is an awesome word to have. And that word is Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.